The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 133. Today's show is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download, over 85,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Visit CelticMusicPodcast.com/audible to take advantage of this special offer. Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, the voice of indie Celtic music online. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. I am a Celtic geek musician and your podcast host. And as always, I want to start by reminding you to cast your vote in the Celtic Top 20. In every episode of the podcast, I ask you to vote for your two favorite songs. And then at the end of the year, which is coming up, I compile a best of the year 2-hour-long special feature with the 20 most popular songs of the year. You have about a month after the show is played. This show I need by the end of the year, so that means about 2 weeks. So get your votes in as soon as possible at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And a very special thanks to all my good friends and members of Songhenge, that is the fan club of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. If you enjoy this show and you want to show your support, you can become a member at songhenge.com. There are new payment levels for 2013, so please check out the website songhenge.com and join today, because we are changing the way you hear Celtic music. Now, today I have a very special feature, which there's a lot of Celtic Hobbit music out there, and I'm going to get to that in a little bit. More information about that coming up. But in the meantime, we're going to start off some great Celtic music. Next, the band you first heard there was Pitch the Pete. Love that band. It's from their album Far From Home. That was Heart Against Fancy and Music in the Glen. Next up is Heather Gilmer and Jeff Moore with Silver Slipper and Rocky Road to Dublin from their album Traditional Irish Music. Thank you.
It's easy knowing the weavers when they come into town, with their shawls around their shoulders and their shuttles hanging down. And their aprons tied aboard them and their scissors in their hands. Well, it's easy knowing the weavers, for they never get their man. Oh, they never get their man. Oh, they never get their man. Well, it's easy knowing the weavers, for they never get their man. And it's easy knowing the doffers when they come into town, with their long yellow hair and their pickers hanging down, and their aprons tied for them and their scissors in their hands. Well, it's easy knowing the doffers, for they never get their man. Oh, they never get their man. Oh, they never get their man. Well, it's easy knowing the doffers, for they never get their man. And it's easy knowing the spinners when they come into town, with their long greasy hair and their stockings hanging down, and their aprons tied for them and their scissors in their hands. Well, it's easy knowing the spinners, or they never get their man. Oh, they never get their man. Oh, they never get their man. Well, it's easy knowing the spinners, or they never get their man. And it's easy knowing the floaters when they come into town, with their long, pretty legs and their petticoats hanging down, and their aprons tied afore them and their scissors in their hands. Well, it's easy knowing the floaters, for they'll always get their man. Oh, they'll always get their man. Oh, they'll always get their man. Well, it's easy knowing the floaters, for they'll always get their man. Oh, they'll always get their man. Oh, they'll always get their man. Well, it's easy knowing the floaters, for they'll always get their man.
I don't know, maybe so.
Well, we'll mollify the
on Bridget Flynn. She's the girl I'd love to win, but she's never had an eye for me. Now there's a little girl who is worth her weight in gold and a decent dowry, don't you see? And I'm gonna go and ask her just as soon as I get home if she'll come and have an eye for me. Will she go? I don't know, but I'd love to have her sitting on me knee. And I'd sing like a thrush in a hawthorn bush if she'd come and have an eye for me. Will she go? I don't know, but I'd love to have her sitting on me knee. And I'd sing like a thrush in a hawthorn bush if she'd come and have an eye for me. Yes, I'd sing like a thrush in a hawthorn bush if she'd come and have an eye for me.
That was Patrick Clifford with Jig to Joy from his album American Weight. Before that, the Kish Celtic Band with Little Bridget Flynn from their self-titled album. And before that, Sean Orr with Sean Slide One from Celtic, Texas. And before that, Makem and Spain Brothers with Never Get Their Man from their album Home Away From Home. Now, I have a lot of news and a lot of music in this show, so I'm going to try to race through this as quick as possible. First off, do you have a comment for the podcast? I am still accepting emails, but I'd really like to get your comments on Facebook. So head on over to facebook.com/Celtic Podcast and let me know what you think of the show. Also, remember to add the Facebook page to your news feed for the latest podcasts and Celtic Music Magazine news. I have a special announcement. There will be no Celtic Christmas show in the Irish and Celtic Music podcast this year. Wait for it. Instead, I started the Celtic Christmas Exclusive. It is a new 30-minute show located only in the Celtic Christmas podcast feed. And speaking of which, there are several new shows in that feed right now. So if you're looking for some great Celtic Christmas music to celebrate your holiday season, head on over to CelticChristmasPodcast.com. I hope to release at least 2 more shows before the year ends, and I'm already getting some new music. So I think there'll be at least 2 more shows. The first one is already up there. In fact, I think we have 4 new episodes of Celtic Christmas music from other podcasts as well. If you don't remember The Celtic Christmas podcast combines Celtic Christmas shows from all the other podcasts, Celtic podcasts online. It's pretty awesome. So go check it out. And while you're in the Christmas mood, I want to ask you to buy Celtic this Christmas. Support your local Celtic artists and musicians. If you're looking for some unique Celtic gifts, that you can check out the Irish Firesides annual holiday gift guide and the Celtic Music Magazine, our newsletter. It just published our own Celtic gift guide for the holiday season. So go check it out, CelticMP3S.com, and you can find more about the Irish Fireside guide on their website, IrishFireside.com. I am also looking for sponsors for the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast in 2013. If you have a business and want to reach 30,000 listeners with every episode, contact me at music@CelticMusicPodcast.com. Now is the time to start advertising for St. Patrick's Day. I'm also looking for radio partners, so if you would like to syndicate this show for your terrestrial or internet radio station, contact me again, music@CelticMusicPodcast.com. Well, The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings were written as folklore for England, but somehow Celtic music has silently infiltrated the lore and become a growing part of the music culture. The Hobbit movie is just out in just a few days, and as an avid Tolkien and Lord of the Rings geek, I thought I'd share some of The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings inspired music by Celtic artists. And I want to kick it off with the Brobdingnagian Bards. This song had literally a million downloads on mp3.com, this song alone. It was the most popular Celtic song and one of the most popular, I think one of those top 20 Celtic songs on mp3.com before it went under back in 2002, 2001, I forget what. It was a long time ago. And we just recently remastered the album. And it's from our album, Memories of Middle-Earth. This is my old band. Memories of Middle-Earth is the album it's from. Newly remastered, sounds absolutely beautiful. So you can find that at CelticMusic.org, and you'll be able to find it online everywhere very soon. Check it out.
Thank you. morning, my order's to head straight to Mordor. Pour me another pint of ale, my friend. Pour me another pint of ale. Well, we've got this one ring, and here's the thing, we just can't give it away. Well, the elves wouldn't take it, and the dwarf couldn't break it, and no one's seen Gandalf the Grey all day. No, no one's seen Gandalf the Grey. So pour me another pint, pour me another pint, pour me another pint of ale. In the morning, my order's to head straight to Mordor. Pour me another pint of ale, my friend. Pour me another pint of ale. The ringwraiths are near, so finish your beer and get your arse out the door. That Strider should lead, but he's smoking pipeweed. So bartender, pour us one more, one more. Bartender, pour us one more. And pour me another pint, pour me another pint. Pour me another pint of ale. In the morning, my order's to head straight to Mordor. Pour me another pint of ale, my friend. Pour me another pint of ale. Well, we heard this great sound, and it shook the ground. The ringwraiths are outside the door. Let's leave this room, and we'll head for Mount Doom. We'll stop at a pub in Mordor, Mordor. There must be a pub in Mordor, where they'll pour me another pint, pour me another pint, pour me another pint of ale. In the morning, my order's to head straight to Mordor. Pour me another pint of ale, my friend. Pour me another pint of ale. We destroyed the ring, and here's the thing. The walls of Mordor did fall. Now the humans and the wizards and the elves and the dwarves, they're buying pints for us all, for us all. They're buying pints for us all. So pour me another pint, pour me another pint, pour me another pint of ale. Now we can retire and get drunk in the Shire. So pour me another pint of ale, my friend. Pour me another pint of ale.
One more time.
Pour me another pint. Pour me another pint, pour me another pint of ale. Now we can retire and get drunk in the Shire. Pour me another pint of ale, my friend. Pour me another pint of ale.
My father was a halfling from Hobbiton, was he? My mother was an elf maid, and in Mirkwood dwelleth she. They met once only briefly under an old oak tree. It was worthy venture, 9 months later there came me. Oh, I feel so strange and mixed up, I hardly know myself. For my father was a hobbit, and my mother was an elf. Too tall to hide inside a log, too short to climb a tree. Dear dad was only 3'6" and mom was 6'3". I had big blue eyes and straight blonde hair, so how do you suppose I ended up with curly braids a-growing from my toes? Oh, I feel so strange and mixed up, I hardly know myself. For my father was a hobbit and my mother was an elf. Raised in Thranduil's castle, the forest was my home. But always over hill and dale, I felt inclined to roam. Every evening, Mum and I through the woods did stroll. Till one night, just like Dad, I went a-rolling down the hole. Oh, I feel so strange and mixed up, I hardly know myself. For my father was a hobbit, and my mother was an elf. One day upon his doorstep, I perchanced to be. And when I rang the doorbell, he invited me to tea. We began to get acquainted as he showed me around the place. So how's your mom? He asked me, a sly grin on his face. Oh, I feel so strange and mixed up, I hardly know myself. For my father was a hobbit and my mother was an elf. Now as the heir apparent to all their worldly goods, I've half a hillside in the Shire and acreage in the woods. They took a ship to Valinor and sailed across the sea, and left me on my own to choose the Smeal or the tree. Oh, I feel so strange and mixed up, I hardly know myself. For my father was a hobbit and my mother was an elf. Oh, I feel so strange and mixed up, I hardly know myself. For my father was a hobbit and my mother was an elf.
And after Tolkien was the Border Collies with a set of jigs, the Trixie Hobbitses, and Toss the Dwarf from their album Lair of the Rings. And after that was the Harper and the Minstrel with the Hobbit Drinking Song, another single. And following them was Lonely Mountain Band with An Unexpected Journey from their album Second Breakfast. After that was The Smeal or the Tree by yours truly, Mark Gunn. It's a single that I released in promotion of my Hobbit CD. I did that big promo where you could listen to the entire Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits album back in September. Well, this is the single that I released for free at the time. Now you can buy it on iTunes, Amazon, and all over the place. And you can get that and support yours truly. So, and the final track was Samantha Gilogli with Misty Mountain, who has also released this track back in October as well. And I think you'll hear my daughter chatting behind me right now. Do you enjoy the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast? You can always like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Celtic Podcast and leave a comment there. Or you can call 678-KELT-POD to leave a voicemail message. 678-235-8763. I'm sorry about that. I don't have a whole lot of time before the holiday season kicks in, so my daughter's back there playing while I'm working, so bear with me. Good job. All right, today's voicemail. Here you go.
Hi, my name is Kathy, and I live up in Yosemite National Park in California. And, you know, I was just looking at my iTunes, and the first time my daughter and I downloaded your podcast was August 16th, 2005. And, you know, I was home. I used to homeschool my daughter, and now she's at UC Davis, and she's working on her master's degree, and she still listens to your podcast. She said it reminds her of when she was home, and, you know, we used to listen to it in the background while we homeschooled. So good job, and thank you so much for all the memories and the good music.
Wow, Kathy, that is totally awesome. 2005, because that is when the show was first released. I think it's July 2005. So you've been listening since day one, pretty much. So thank you very much to you and your daughter for continuing to listen today. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Mark, this is Tucker. I am listening to your podcast while I'm traveling across the vast state of Wyoming. We have a neat joke. If you want to go anywhere in Wyoming, it takes 2 hours. And right now I'm driving 4.5 hours. I really enjoy your podcast. I wish you could do more of them, but with a wife and a little girl, I understand why you can't. I look forward to your Christmas album. Keep up the good work. Thanks. Launch it.
Thank you so much, Tucker. You know, I have been debating on turning the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast into a weekly show. The big restraint, the thing that's making it difficult is, well, I would have to turn it into, find a good sponsor who could actually make it fully a profitable venture so that I didn't have to go out touring and whatnot. And so if you know of any sponsors out there, please tell them to contact me, music@CelticMusicPodcast.com. I would love to get some sponsors to help support the show even more and turn it into something that I could do possibly on a weekly basis. So drop me a line. All right, let's get back to the music. Next up is... Hair of the Dog and a Wild Baby. No, Hair of the Dog with MTA from Release the Hounds. Release the Wild Toddlers. Ah!
Well, if we tell the story about a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, kissed his wife and family, went to ride on the MGA. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned. Charlie Annan and his dying at a Kettle Square station on his way to Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor told him one more hit, but Charlie couldn't get off of that train. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned. Well, all night long, Charlie rides to the station crying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury? But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned.
But Charlie's wife goes down to the Scuddy Square station any day at 2:15. Head through the open window, she asks Charlie a sandwich, is the drink of the rumble and through. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston, he's a man who never returned. Citizens of Boston, don't you think it's a scandal how people have to pay and pay? Fight the fare increase, vote for George O'Brien, get Pachani off the MTA. Her else will never return, no, he'll never return, and his fate is still not learned. He may ride forever beneath the streets of Boston, he's a man who never returned. Well, did he ever return? And his fate is still not learned. He may ride forever beneath the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned. He's a man who never returned. He's a man who never returned.
To spill my pint, with you, black and blue tonight. But I ought to teach you how to treat a woman fair as she. We could throw him round and knock him down and never lose a fight. He had a fist that could sink a battleship while the other held his pint. He could throw him round and knock him down and never lose a fight. He had a fist that could sink a battleship while the other held his pint. Well, Tommy and his boys charged Johnny on the spot. Johnny beat six men down to the ground and he never spilled a drop. So Tommy pulled his pistol out and shot Johnny in the chest. But when death came around to take Johnny down, Johnny whipped him like all the rest. Sink a battleship while the other held his pint. He could throw him out and knock him down and never lose a fight. He had a fist that could sink a battleship while the other held his pint.
After Hair of the Dogs was Maiden's Four with While Holding Rails from their album For a Flame. After that, Battle Legs with Johnny from the Soup Mages. And then Ron Cody with The Dog Set, Carrie's Reel, and Emmett's Fancy from The Talking Rake. Now, if you enjoy this show, well, you know, you can always subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. Remember to support the artists who support this podcast by their CDs, download their MP3s, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And remember, too, when you buy through our affiliates at CD Baby, Amazon, or iTunes, you support the artists and the podcast. Head on over to the website at CelticMusicPodcast.com, and you can follow the links there for our affiliate links. Now, I hope you have a very Merry Christmas, and I want to ask you a big favor, and that is do something nice for someone over the holidays. Just spread the Christmas cheer. And we're going to finish up this show with Shokane with Amazing Grace from their album Piece by Piece. Again, have a very Merry Christmas, and I will talk to you very soon, Solange.